With your Bulldog Rewind for Tuesday, September the 10th, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. The previously unbeaten men's soccer team fell to Northwest 2-1 on Friday. Jimmy Doonan got the Bulldogs' only score of the match when he headed in a corner kick in the 16th minute of the match. Northwest then scored two goals to pull out the win, with the last goal coming in the last 30 seconds of the match. In women's action, the Lady Bulldogs fell to 1-4 on the season after suffering a 3-2 loss to the Lady Rangers. Miranda Gonzalez scored in the second minute of the match to put Holmes up 1-0, and Aya Baker scored in the 17th minute to increase the lead to 2-0. Northwest then scored three goals to give them the win. On Tuesday in Summit, the Lady Bulldogs picked up a 1-0 win on a goal from Courtney Nolan. In Bulldog football action, Holmes traveled to Perkinston last Thursday night and fell 36-7. The only score coming when James Ayers found a wide open Shaquan Holmes in the end zone with 3 minutes 33 seconds left in the game for the only touchdown. Cole Ballard added the extra point. Defensively for the Bulldogs, Terrence Triplett was credited with 5 solos, 9 assists for 14 tackles. Quay White had 3 solos, 10 assists for 13 tackles. Trevor Jung, 7 solos, 4 assists for 11 tackles. Jung also added 2 tackles for loss for 9 yards. And T. Shepard had 4 solos, 5 assists for a total of 9 tackles. He also had 1 fumble recovery for 11 yards. Quay White had a fumble caused, as did Chris Gibbons in the game. The Bulldogs traveled to Northeast on Thursday night in the first division game of the year. The radio crew chose T. Shepard as player of the game, and now we'll hear from T. on his thoughts from the game versus Gulf Coast. Sitting here with Bulldog freshman cornerback T. Shepard, and T., let's reflect on last week's game versus Gulf Coast, and just tell me your feelings on how you played last week.
Well, actually, I played pretty well going against the number one wide receiver in the country, you know. So I was on him the whole night, even though he didn't play the second half. But I played well. Yeah.
I know you had, I think it was 4 solos and 5 assists, and you also had a fumble recovery and a good little return. Let's talk about the fumble recovery first, and then we'll go into a little more about DeQuill.
Okay. Well, the fumble, you know, I was trying to go make a tackle, but by the time I got there, you know, when our teammate Quay White, he knocked the ball loose, and I just scored whatever. I was trying to score, but the dude caught me.
All right, tell me about DeQuill and, you know, him being an All-American last year, and I guess you knew coming in he's supposed to be a pretty good player. Just tell me about some of the things that you had to do that maybe you didn't have to do the week before.
Well, I mean, I was already prepared because all my life, you know, I've been going against the top guys, receivers all over the country. So when I faced him, I was pretty much used to it because I've been in this position already. So when I was holding him, you know, I just felt normal. So I just did my thing that I usually do, you know. You just had to use a lot of footwork and technique and everything, but it's a good competition, though.
Tell me about his size and quickness. I mean, did you just have to stay on his hips and just make sure you kept him in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just had to keep him in front of me, you know, not let him get downfield and not let him get in a position to get the jump ball, because he is a jump. Everybody call him a jump man because the ball in the air, he's jump and get it. But I was in a great position just to not to let him jump and put my hands on him. Pretty much, I was being physical the whole night, and pretty much, he was getting frustrated. The more he was getting frustrated, the more he couldn't concentrate.
Well, tell me about your play so far, the first two games, and let's talk about, you know, what you picked up on the JUCO League, and then just tell me about the defense. We'll talk about the defense after that.
Okay, well, this last two games, you know, it been a great competition. You know, I mean, this league, these teams that we play every week, is, man, it's competition. And I ain't used to it because, you know, I mean, it's all a competition because JUCO, you know, it's a lot of guys belong in D1. So, I mean, all I got to say, it's a lot of competition. A lot of competition.
Now tell me about the defense itself. You know, we had a bunch of mistakes on special teams and offense, and but the defense has been pretty good. I hope Coach Woods has been proud for y'all so far. But just tell me your feelings on the defensive side.
I mean, defensive side, I feel like we still got a lot of young guys on the team. You know, everybody's still learning the defensive plays. But we got to get better as a defense, and we got to continue to grow each week. We're getting better and better, so we just got to continue to go and make progress and just execute. And then we're going to be – I mean, we got a very good defense, though. We just got to execute.
Tell me about coming up tonight against Northeast. And, you know, it seemed like last week against Jones, they put up a lot of rushing yards. So is that one of the big things you got to stop the run this week?
Well, our defense been getting prepared. Well, our linebackers and linemen being prepared to stop the run, because we're going to try to stop the run. And we're not really sweating too much about the passing because our defense is back. You know, everybody good back there. But we're just pretty much focused on the run this week.
Well, tell me about your teammates, Quay White and Chris Givens. And last week, Terrius had a good game. I think he had around 14 tackles. So tell me about the defense as a whole. And if you want to, you can kind of break down each guy and tell me about what you think they've been doing.
Well, Terrius Triplett, number two, you know, he had 18 tackles solo by himself. I was like, wow. Well, he played safety. He come down and fit very well, you know. He know how to read his holes. So when he come down, he come down very well. And Quay Watts, you know, he play outside linebacker. He make a lot of plays too. You know, Quay Watts, he actually a player maker. And Chris Givens, you know, best corner cover guy in the game. So, and that's good. And Juice, Eric Hutton, he played defensive line. You know, he got back there. He got a sack. He just stopped him. He got a tackle for loss. You know, yeah, it's a couple more of the guys on the defense that were doing well.
All right, how important is getting off to the right track tonight against Northeast and being a first division game? Those first two games, you know, you want to win those, you want to win them all, but this is where the playoff contention starts, even with the first game. How important is it to get off on the right track?
Well, first of all, we got to stay on the right track, and we got to get off them from the start. You know, we just got to get off it. We can't make no mistake. That's all.
So what defensively, you know, just like we said, the run, I don't know how much passing. I think, you know, 150 or something, not a whole lot. But I think they had about 500 yards total against Jones. So it's going to be a good little test. But it's just one of those things that you got to go through the motions and all that to get this thing righted. And it just seems like we have something going good, and then mistakes come in. And that's just like against Gulf Coast, they picked up two fumbles and scored. And Jones, they had the two block punts, and then they scored off the pass interference down there on the end zone. So they just taking advantage of our mistakes. So we have to stop those, and is that one of the things Coach has been emphasizing the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Coach been going over that because he did say that last week, and he said it again this week. I mean, we just got to keep our momentum up, and we just got to keep playing that defense, because once something goes bad, the defense, you know, we start lacking, you know. It's like the whole defense of the team, you know. Once they score or something, it's like, dang, they starting to give up at the end. But we gotta learn how to fight all the way to fourth quarter. You know, I believe we fight all the way to fourth quarter, I believe we can shut a lot of team out from scoring.
All right. Well, good luck this week, and hopefully we'll be 1-0 in the North after tonight.
Okay. Thank you.